little Johnny this evening.
Kick us off
this afternoon.
Welcome to All Things Southern Live, bringing you the charm and heritage of the South. ATS Live is brought to you by Jim Taylor Chevrolet in Ravel and Ruston.
They were slang.
We were.
And now, here's your host, the author of Heart Wide Open, the book Corey and Missy Robertson say will encourage everyone to draw closer to God, Shelley Tomlinson.
Speak! Speak! He just introduced you.
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking that there's a good... It's really good that the South is full of so much charm and heritage, because I have been bringing y'all the charm and heritage of the South for 13 years now, and there's still charm and heritage to spare.
And doing a heck of a job of it, by the way.
Thank you, so. Mike. Hey, Mike, how did you get back so quickly?
Sorry?
I saw you at the Oscars.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, I was at the local version of the Oscars.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah,
okay.
That was the, I got to be the live auctioneer at the Cancer Foundation League Gala, a night at the Oscars on Saturday night over at the West Monroe Convention Center.
Well, you were looking so dapper there in that Facebook photo that I thought you was rubbing elbows with all the big crowd out there, you know?
You thought J-Lo was going to walk
in. I did, any second now. I thought, and I expected you to say, you know, who you were wearing, which I think is one of the funniest things ever, and apparently I'm the only one that sees the humor in it, but every time they say, who are you wearing? I'm like, you're not wearing anybody. There's no one draped across your back that I can see. You know, they're like, I'm wearing Oscar.
Well, now they're saying that's sexist because they only ask the women that. So now they're going to have to start either stop asking it or also ask the men who they're wearing.
Who they're wearing.
Because that's a sexist comment
now. Of course, everything's a sexist comment now. But you know, we're not politically correct here at All Things Southern
Live.
No,
we're not.
No,
but
we're not.
I did just want to point out, though, that J-Lo did not show up, but there were some beautifully dressed, beautiful women Saturday night at our local Oscars that could put J-Lo to shame.
Ooh, hear, hear. I like that.
All the beautiful women of the area dressed up, and the gentlemen put on their tuxedos or nice black tie suits.
It looked like a great night, and I'm sure you did a fine job, Mike the Voice.
We raised, I don't know what the total was, because there was a lot of other events. Mine was only a small part of it, but during the live auction... And there's so many people who donated packages for that.
And the proceeds went where?
To the Cancer League Foundation.
Okay, gotcha.
The Cancer Foundation League. And the auction, and this is during a recession, by the way. Just during the live auction, we raised over $27,000. So.
Wow. That is good. That is fabulous. Way to go, y'all. But I'm curious. You said we're in a recession. That just does not even play with what I keep hearing our president tell us.
I'm
confused.
Unemployment's 5%. Yeah, give me a break. Donald Trump says it's more like 30%, you know, if you use the actual numbers. Yeah. I'm sorry to mention President Trump, right? I mean,
Mike,
the candidate.
Don't even. I am not ready to coronate.
Right off the bat.
I'm not ready to coronate the fella.
Well, maybe after tomorrow. You know what tomorrow is.
Yes, I do. Super Tuesday.
That's right. There will be like 500 delegates up for grabs. And they're all proportional. So even if Cruz does well in Texas, Trump could still get just as many delegates from Texas tomorrow.
I have a new name for people that are still supporting Trump, but I'm not going to use it.
Oh, you're no longer supporting Mr. Trump?
I am. How long has it been since I have had anything positive to say about Mr. Trump? Oh, you were being facetious, were you? Okay, that was good one, Mike. You got me. I didn't even notice. I'm still appealing to my evangelical faith-filled audience, and here's my question for y'all.
The pastor at the First Baptist Church of Dallas is opening his campaign rally.
I don't care. Here's what I still say. My one-word question. What? I mean, that's all.
Jerry Falwell Jr. endorsed him.
Shelley Rushing
what
Tomlinson.
What else do you need?
Shelley Rushing Tomlinson is not endorsing
him. You make your own decisions.
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
Well, good.
Okay.
All right.
That's about as much politics as I want to do today.
Okay, well, that's fine. There is a big rumor this week that Peyton Manning will announce his retirement.
Now we can always talk Peyton news.
Later in the week.
Yeah, I'm always up for Peyton Manning news.
And he's going to drink even more Budweiser after he retire.
So raise your hand if you're surprised that Peyton is retiring. Anybody? Anybody? I've not seen anybody. Are you seeing anybody? I'm not seeing anybody.
Obviously, we're not big Oscar fans here.
No, we're not.
But something I figured out watching a little bit of the show last night.
Okay, what did you figure
out? Have you ever noticed at the Oscars all the celebrities dress up like they ought to be on top of a wedding cake?
Well.
While the Grammys look like a costume party at a methadone clinic.
What's the difference? You're trying to figure out what's the difference?
It's probably in the same location over there.
I don't know. What little bit I liked, I watched last night, I liked probably none of it. It was not just offensive to me, you know, and well, you know I'm not easily offended,
right,
but it was not, it just wasn't my cup of tea. I didn't like anything about it. And there, you know, if they ask me and feel, you know, who are you wearing? You know, we're like, we're so far from them. We're like, I'm wearing Levi.
Exactly.
I'm wearing Carhartt.
Strauss.
Yeah.
Levi Strauss.
Levi Strauss, to
Wally,
be exact. Yeah.
From,
Wally World.
From Neiman Marcus. Marcus.
Yes.
Hey, but, hey. The thing about the Oscars, though, is Chris Rock, you know, a lot of prominent
black leaders were
saying he should boycott.
And he said, show me the money.
He said, I don't think so. What does he get, $4 or $5 million check?
I do not know.
At least, more than a couple bow dollars.
I can assure you he got more than a couple bow dollars. And he's like, you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking, let's see y'all boycott when they ask y'all to boycott if you're going to be hosting
the thing. He said, I don't think so. Yeah. I'm picking up that check, baby.
I don't think so. Well, let me tell you what I did this weekend.
Okay, what
because
did
it has led to a fascinating bit of trivia that I have just discovered that I'm not quite so sure I'm pleased with.
Okay.
Okay, so backstory. I need to get in shape. I mean, it is getting springtime, and I'm not liking it. You know, I need to get in shape. Rhonda Perry sent me the funniest little GIF, one of those animated GIFs.
GIFs, what I call them.
I call it a GIF, because there you go, Jiffy Lube, I don't know. GIF, whoever, the little animated pictures,
I know what
right?
you're talking about. Everybody knows what a GIF is now
by Shelley's language, but it's somebody on a treadmill. Mike, I've got to find it for you. It's the funniest thing in the world. It's this woman on a treadmill, and she is just going 900 miles an hour, and it's little, you know, little caption says it's almost swimsuit time, and I mean, like, she's getting it.
Trying to catch
so
you
anyway,
up.
All that to say, I'm back into it. I'm on the treadmill. I'm going up to the walking path around our lake by the hospital. That's just beautiful. And, I'm just going to just shout out there and tell y'all, don't run. And if you haven't been running in a while, because I have shin splints that are like killing me today.
Goodness.
And my feet are hurting. And so I Googled a while ago to find out why. Because these shoes that I have on right now fit perfectly last year.
Sure.
Do you know, Mike, that your feet keep growing as you age?
I didn't know. I knew your ears and your nose do.
I did not either. I never have been happy about that nose part. But your feet keep growing too. And I read that for people over 40. Now this was online, so you know it's got to be true.
Nobody in this room.
No one in this. Other people outside.
Other
this
old
room.
People.
Old people outside this room. Did you know you can every 10 years gain a half size in your shoe size?
I didn't know that.
I'm not happy about that. I'm going to be like Bigfoot when I'm 70.
I bet that assortment of wonderful shoes you have in your closet, you won't even be able to wear them
That's
in another
sad.
Year or two.
I'm not even a shoe. I don't even collect shoes. I don't have that female shopping chain. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Let me tell you about our guest.
Okay.
Okay, so I first met this super cool, funny, witty, wise woman, Laura Petherbridge. At, the Cowgirl Convention. You've heard me mention Cowgirl many of time. And she has spoken there also about 3 years running, or maybe even longer than that. She'll have to tell me. But anyway, we've crossed paths for years now.
Sure.
And she is going to be on All Things Southern Live at the bottom of the hour to talk about the sisterhood of stepmoms, which is a topic that's not addressed a lot. And she has a lot to say.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll look forward to that coming up very shortly as we continue on All Things Southern Live. Stick around.
Louisiana. Indiana, do you want a great deal? Talk to Jim Taylor.
He can make it real in a Chevy.
Save big money on a car or truck. Friendly service, folks you can trust. We put good people behind the wheel. Jim Taylor Chevrolet, making it real. Hey, Louisiana, do you want a great deal? Talk to Jim Taylor. He can make it real.
Rayville, Louisiana. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
For over 30 years, Simmons Sporting Goods has been outfitting folks for hundreds of miles. With the biggest in-store selection and original price match guarantee, you know you're getting the best price possible. There's over 70,000 square feet filled with nearly 100 stands, thousands of firearms and bows, an acre of camo. You name it, we've got it. You can even get 12 months same as cash and lunch from our duck blind restaurant. Visit Simmons Sporting Goods in Bastrop, Louisiana or SimmonsSportingGoods.com.
Computer trouble. Don't you hate it? This is Shelly from All Things Southern, and when I have computer issues, I call Wintersmith Computers, your local go-to computer retailer. Let Wintersmith help you find just the right machine, and then take a deep breath and let them keep your systems up and running. Bring your problem in or take advantage of their on-site service. It's the only way this bell rolls. Wintersmith Computers, just off I-20 at the corner of Well Road and Cypress Street in West Monroe.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You are listening to All Things Southern Live, originating from Talk 540, 540 AM in Monroe, Louisiana, and of course online at KMLB.com and going worldwide at AllThingsSouthern.com. And Shelly, they can stream your video right now.
They can.
Of your beautiful face.
I didn't pay him for that.
Right on our station website, KMLB.com.
Did not pay him a dime for that. I might. I don't know. I may. Hey,
I think you did pay me a dime.
You a dime to say that I was pretty? Did I say that?
Well, it's included. It's packaged.
Oh, okay. That's just a little free gratter thrown in there.
There you go.
Okay, yeah. So.
Lanyap.
I'm happy, happy, happy. Lanyap.
Yeah, you know, a little something extra.
I know, but you look like you were surprised.
Louisiana.
Okay, Louisiana Lanyap. I got you.
Like Les Le Bon.
Yeah. Oh, that was very good. You said that well.
Thank you.
You know what I started to ask you and I forgot? I was going to get you to play my happy song. I'm going to tell you a story while you look for it.
Pharrell?
Yeah, because.
Pharrell Williams?
Yeah, okay. Pharrell. So just like swipe out the other songs we were going to play, and this is what I want you to play after I tell you a story.
Okay.
Because there's kind of, you know, like a moral kind of sort of here. I, the other day, was skipping along the internet trail, Mike, in my customarily happy fashion, you know me, when I smacked into a very critical review of one of my humor books.
Okay.
I mean,
that's heartbreaking.
I mean, at least humor is what I thought I had been writing that whole time. But Mike, the reviewer said that my book, Suck Your Stomach In and Put Some Color On, it's kind of hard for me to even say this. May cry.
What did they say, Shelley?
They said that Suck Your Stomach In and Put Some Color On contained subtle fat shaming and anti-feminism just in the title alone.
Wait a minute. Come again with that. It's subtle fat shaming.
Fat shaming because it says suck your stomach in.
Okay.
And anti-feminism because it tells ladies put their color on.
Okay.
I do not know, and you may be picking up on it, really didn't bother me.
Was that like the New York Times or something?
Don't know. This poor reviewer, bless their heart. I mean, like, seriously, I don't know quite to this day how she connected those dots.
Right.
You know, from well-intentioned advice from mama about sucking in your stomach and putting your color on to fat shaming and anti-Semitism. But it underscores what I have been saying here for a while.
Any press is good press.
No, that's not what I've been
saying. Somebody famous once said that.
Nope, that's not what I've been saying. What I have been saying is, my fellow Americans, we need to lighten up.
Yes, I know that's right.
Not everything has to be a fight, and we don't have to take every bait that is offered to us. You want an illustration?
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
Well, watch this. I'll go first.
Okay.
I mean, in the interest of getting along with this ultra-sensitive feminist that mm-hmm. reviewed my book.
Right, right.
I'm prepared to make a proposal that I feel like all these ladies around us can support.
Okay.
So 2015 was the year of the man bod.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about that?
Not really. But.
Well, the man bod was a time when the plump daddy body was celebrated as cool.
The plump daddy mm-hmm. body. Was that the same year that sort of a three-day beard was fashionable?
Well, this was just last year, so okay. I don't know if the beard was fashionable last year, the three-day little scruffy thing. But the little plump daddy body, uh-huh. it was all that. I mean, they were, like, literally raving about it.
They were.
So, okay. in the interest of getting along with my ultra-feminist friend, mm-hmm. I say we declare 2016
yeah.
the year of the Muffin Mama.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, baby.
All right.
Take that, Sports Illustrated, mostly naked women, and Victoria, who has no secrets.
Little muffin top never hurt anybody.
No, and I will be happy to represent the Muffin Mama demographic.
Will you? Okay.
I will do it. I'm ready to step up to that position. I'm well qualified for it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
However, Mike,
okay.
if that doesn't please our disgruntled reviewer, I have one last idea.
Okay.
You may not know this, but last year a team of scientists discovered that one surefire way to get happy people was to, for unhappy people, to smell the sweat of other happy people.
Some pheromone is
released.
Given off, apparently.
And apparently, and again, Mike, I read this online, so it has to be true, right?
Well, do you have to, like, just be in their space, in their general vicinity, or do you have to, like, really get
a whiff? I think you just got to get in there and smell the stuff.
Oh, boy, I'm feeling happier already.
I'm feeling happy. Just Woo! Smell those chemo signals.
You,
that's what they call them.
You run another lap and come back
yeah,
by.
Yeah, and come back by because I could get ecstatic. It's called chemo. That's what
chemo.
It was. Chemo
no.
signals.
Like okay.
the happy stuff that you smell.
Okay.
So the way it works, if you smell the sweat of scaredy cats, you get scared.
Uh-huh.
If you smell happy people, you get happy. Are you following me?
Sort of.
Well, I would tell y'all what Red thought that darling reviewer was sniffing, but, mm-hmm. you know, it just won't serve our purposes of it.
Yeah, we better not go there.
However, mm-hmm. being a notoriously glass half full happy person myself, uh-huh. I do have one helpful suggestion
yes.
for that grumpy person who wrote that review.
Go.
Sweetheart, smell my feet.
That'd make her happy.
Yeah.
Something. Until she's healed, you can take a break. KMLB.com now to see Shelly rocking out to Pharrell. Live on the radio.
Oh, yeah. With the air, like I don't care. I love this song. Dancing with me, I hope so.
Mm. We like us some Pharrell up in here.
We do.
Wouldn't it be fun if you could sing that good?
Oh, I would love to.
Wouldn't it be fun to just
Man.
To sing if you could sing like that?
I know it. I don't know why I don't get to. Phil has a theory.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, my man has a theory.
Uh-huh.
He says that it just would not be good for the whole wide world if I could sing. You know how maybe you may not be aware of this, Mike, but it happens a lot of times in churches where mm-hmm. someone that can sing, you know, they just kind of mm-hmm. always want to, you know, be the one up there.
They loud and mm-hmm. proud. Yeah.
Yeah. Phil says, instead of people saying like, you know, could you reckon we could get Shelly to sing today? It would be like, do you reckon we could get Shelly not to sing? So he thinks that may be why I can't sing. But when I get to heaven, I'm going to ask Jesus. He loves how I sing.
Well, you harmonize very well because, you know, when Red's
Are you
in
listening
here.
To that, Red? Are you listening to that? Hey, speaking of people that are listening, Michelle Carson, hello. That's another friend of this program, and she is listening, would you believe this, from the beach in Florida on her app?
A lot of people are at the beach this week.
Hello.
What's the deal? Did we miss the memo?
No one invited me.
I didn't get the memo that it was beach week. Like half
of
my friends on Facebook are at the beach this week.
I know. She needs to post us a picture, doesn't she, from the beach.
Absolutely.
And she needs to find something to write on that she can say, like, hey, Shelly, hey, Mike, and hold up a picture. And we may kind of feel like we're there.
Put it in the sand. The sun's about to set.
Yeah.
So put it in the sand and take a picture of that against the sunset.
Yeah, no, we want her face too.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
with the sunset set behind her.
With
yeah.
the note there sticking in the sand and the sun set behind her.
And we want this to happen, don't we, Mike?
Today.
Today we want this to happen.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm in a giveaway mood.
Are you? Okay.
I am. Okay, so let's give away a copy of my Y'all Ass Fart CD.
Okay. All right, let's do it.
All right, so let's take the third caller.
Okay.
And that number, my friend, would be
800-259-1440.
Okay, third caller. All they have to say is, smell my feet.
Okay, that'll work.
For over 30 years, Simmons Sporting Goods has been outfitting folks for hundreds of miles. With the biggest in-store selection and original price match guarantee, you know you're getting the best price possible. There's over 70,000 square feet filled with nearly 100 stands, thousands of firearms and bows, an acre of camo. You name it, we've got it. You can even get 12 months same as cash and lunch from our duck blind restaurant. Visit Simmons Sporting Goods in Bastrop, Louisiana or SimmonsSportingGoods.com.
Computer trouble. Don't you hate it? This is Shelly from All Things Southern, and when I have computer issues, I call Wintersmith Computers, your local go-to computer retailer. Let Wintersmith help you find just the right machine, and then take a deep breath and let them keep your systems up and running. Bring your problem in or take advantage of their on-site service. It's the only way this bell rolls. Wintersmith Computers, just off I-20 at the corner of Well Road and Cypress Street in West Monroe.
Hey, Louisiana, do you want a great deal? Talk to Jim Taylor.
He can make it real in a Chevy.
Save big money on a car or truck. Friendly service, folks you can trust. We put good people behind the wheel. Jim Taylor Chevrolet, making it real. Hey, Louisiana, do you want a great deal? Talk to Jim Taylor. He can make it real.
Rayville, Louisiana. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Welcome back to All Things Southern Live. We have a winner.
Yes, we do. I'm telling you what. Wanda Westbrook and her fellow porchers were Johnny on the spot with that phone, weren't they?
Yeah, she's from Kelly, Louisiana.
I was impressed. From Kelly, Louisiana, and she's going to get a copy of Y'all As Far. And again, do you know why that CD is named Y'all As Far?
Because you asked for it.
Because they stood at my product table
it's all in the inflection.
Yeah.
People kept coming up to the table asking for a CD. And Shelly named it Y'all Ask For It, but you could also say it in another way, Y'all Ask For It.
Oh, see, and when I'm telling the story, it may be like B. I don't know. It may be. So, look, here's the thing. I have got my adorable friend, Laura Petherbridge, on the line with me for her inaugural visit to All Things Southern Live. Hello, Laura.
Hey there, girlfriend. How are you?
I am great. Let me tell you what it looks like on this side of the screen. I've got, like, papers all around me, and I've got this really cool build up where I was going to read your bio and everything, and then I had a squirrel moment and decided I wanted to give away a CD. And now, are you tracking with me, aren't you, girl? Because we share the same kind of brain. So now I couldn't put my finger on that bio. So why don't you tell my listening audience about Laura?
Well, I live in Florida, so I live where it's nice and warm.
Mm.
And I grew up in Western New York, near Buffalo, New York.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to move from really cold to really warm.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Even though I'm a Yankee, they do love me in the South. How that happened, what they do.
I can tell you how that is, because my friend Rhonda Perry and yours and Michelle Carson and Michelle Cashatt, and I could just name a whole bunch of other folks, fell in love with you at Cowgirls and Tyler, and there's nothing New York about Cowgirl and Tyler's, but it's your personality and your wit and your wisdom. So
I might throw in, she's got a sexy voice.
Oh, did you hear that?
Well, thank you.
Okay, there you go, Missy Prissy. Okay, so Laura, you have just a wealth of information. I've heard you speak several times, and we could take this direction in a number of ways, but in particular today, I want to talk about your work as a speaker and an author with the stepmom families, the step families themselves. Tell us what you're doing.
Yes, well, I really, to be honest with you, I did not want to go into step family ministry. I was doing divorce recovery ministry, and that was complicated enough.
Right.
But God opened this amazing door, and I actually said no to it twice. And finally, the third time, Ron Deal came and said, I really would like you to co-author this book with me. I finally took a breath long enough to let the Holy Spirit come press in and say,
amen.
Hey, are you thinking about praying about that, or are you just going to tell him no again?
I'm glad that you finally said yes, because you know there is that whole whale thing that Jonah went through when he refused.
That's right.
Yeah.
So that's how I, in 2009, came out with a book called The Smart Stepmom.
Yeah.
Did another one called 101 Tips for the Smart Stepmom,
right,
and a devotional for stepmoms.
Mm.
So, and then I formed a ministry called The Sisterhood of Stepmoms.
Yeah.
And we do retreats where stepmoms can come. It's for any woman dating, engaged, or married to a man with kids.
Wow.
So even if they're dating and they're thinking about, you know, remarrying or marrying a man with kids, we just come and try to share all the stuff that goes along with being in a remarriage, because it's extremely complicated, way more complicated than people think it's going to be.
Absolutely. And Mike is over there shaking his head in affirmation, and I know it is as well. What type of personal experience are you bringing to this? Because I know you are.
Yes. Well, I grew up having two stepmoms, so I understand the circumstance from the eyes of a child, teen, adult child of, you know, divorce.
Uh-huh.
And then I became a stepmom when I was 30. I married a man that had two children. They were 11 and 14 at the time. And we've been married 30 years.
Wow.
And so, and everybody is still alive. I didn't kill anyone yet. So that is my claim to fame.
That's really good right there. You know, it's always good if you're working and speaking in that industry and that you can say that you didn't hurt your own step family. That's always
correct.
Good.
Yet.
Yes.
As of right now.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Today.
I adore your humor, and I know that you speak with humor also in your, as you present your information and your counsel. I'm looking right now at a picture of your blended family, by the way, and they are beautiful.
Aw, thank you very much.
They are beautiful.
So everybody, they're a little older than that picture, but it's, I'm very, very grateful, because now I have two stepkids.
Yeah.
Grandkids, rather.
Awesome.
They don't know me as step-grandma. They only know me as Nana, because I've been in their life since the very beginning.
Yeah.
So that was the perk of really hanging in there through the rough times and, you know, not giving up on our marriage, and just in the endurance and running the race and going to God and asking him to teach me how to become a smart stepmom.
Mm.
And so now I've got these two grandkids, and they are just adorable, and I love them.
Well, we're not going to get, we're not going to give away the whole show here, the whole barn. We want folks to follow you and to get your books and to get more information than they can get in a little snippet on All Things Southern Live. But what if I just said, you know, what is some of the best advice? Can you just pick out a piece of advice that is the dearest to you, that comes from your own personal experience, that you wish someone would have said to you when you were at that point?
A critical point to remember when you're entering a step parent, as a step parent, whether it's stepmom or stepdad, is that all step families are birthed on loss. Now, some people take that as a negative comment. Some people don't like it when I say that. But you see, you have to embrace that. You have to recognize that if you're going to thrive in a step family. Because either a death or a divorce or a breakup of a relationship occurred in the past, and that is why the step family is has now formed.
That is so wise.
If you don't embrace that, you're going to be ambushed by all the grief and the fear and the pain and the rage that came from that brokenness, that loss for in the children, even in your spouse, perhaps, if they didn't heal a lot of that, which kids normally don't, and they bring all of that pain with them, even if the parent died. So many people are shocked that even if the mom or dad died, even if they're not little kids, they're grown kids, step families are complicated, and it's because they are birthed out of loss.
That is so
doesn't
wise.
Mean they can't thrive, but you have to understand that that's the foundation of a step family. And if you don't tackle that, you're running an uphill battle.
Well, I can see how that would be such an important mindset to that would make you sensitive as a stepmom. You know, make you more sensitive if you approached it that way and realized that these stepchildren, you know, that there's been a loss in the family. What are some of the other issues that would be different? Because, I mean, it's not easy being a biological mom. You know, there's challenges there, but a stepmom's challenges can be the very same and yet different, right?
Absolutely. Well, a stepmom's life is completely different than a biological mom's life. And people hear that and they go, oh, no, it's really the same. But it really isn't. Because the children do not have the bond with you that they do with a natural parent. When the child is born, a parent automatically loves them. I mean, there may be some days you want to choke them, but you automatically love that child the moment you lay eyes on them. Where a step-parent is coming into this way down the road, and often the child views the step-parent as an obstacle, is someone they don't want in their life.
Someone to get rid of.
Absolutely. It's divide and conquer is often their goal. And that isn't because they actually hate the step-parent normally. You know, they may even like the step-parent. But they view it as being disloyal to their parent to love the step-parent. So I have all kinds of stepkids that, that write to me or email me or, you know, when after they've grown up and say, you know, I really did like my stepmom, but I didn't dare allow her in my life because my mother would have been so mad at me. So they have this torn loyalty to their biological parent, and they'll drop a step-parent in a heartbeat to hold on to a biological parent, even if that parent is abusive or neglectful or distant. They want that biological parent. So a step-parent has a completely different role of loving on kids that often do not want them in their life.
So what's one practical tip for that step-mom if she's going into that situation and it's going to be different because that, that mother-daughter bond or mother-son bond is not there? If she knows ahead of time, let's say that she's been to one of Laura Petherbridge's fantastic conferences, and we're gonna have to get to that because I want that word out there, and she has learned what to do. What would be one of those practical ways that she can love that child?
Well, you have to remember that when they're angry with you, that they're not really attacking you. They're attacking what you represent. Now, at the same time, they can't let the child be disrespectful or rude. And see, this is where it gets, the line gets very blurred. It's dad's job. I mean, we'll take the scenario of a stepmom because that's what I deal with the most. The person that has to discipline that child about not being rude cannot be the stepmother because it won't work if she does it. Because the child doesn't have the bond with her.
That's good.
It has to be the father. You cannot speak to my wife that way.
That's good right there because it has to be that, that, marriage, that couple has got to be, that relationship is first. It's got to be first, whether or not it's a biological, you know, two, first time people married, it's their own children, that that couple has got to make their relationship first, and it would be the same in a step situation. But let's talk about daddy. You have a chapter entitled When Hubby is Stuck.
Yes.
What's that about?
Poor hubby. He often is so stuck during a stepfamily. Because if he makes his ex-wife happy, his current wife is upset with him.
Yep.
If he makes his current wife happy, his ex-wife is unhappy with him, or his kids are unhappy with him. Mm-hmm. And so the poor guy just doesn't know. He just doesn't know what to do. Because no matter which way he turns, somebody is usually mad at him.
Yeah.
And so it really takes a lot of strategizing, and unfortunately what the guys often do is they do one of two things. They either become angry and like just outburst, either at their wife or their kids, often at their wife, as, you know, you're the adult in this situation, they're just kids, you need to learn to just deal with it. And see, that breaks down the marriage. Or he gets mad at his kids because he's trying to protect his wife. And so the poor guy is just so caught in between. And so that's why we've written so much material on how to work through this feeling caught in the middle stuff, because it takes a lot of hard work and often a third party. That's why I do life coaching, because you often need a third party to look at it objectively and not as emotionally.
Well, let's talk about all that wealth of information, because I know you have so much material, more advice like what you've given us in this brief interview, and there's going to come an opportunity very shortly here in September in Dallas, Texas, to learn a whole lot more. And I want everyone that's listening to learn more about that. So tell me about that conference.
Yes, that conference is going to be in Dallas at the Cooper Hotel and Spa, which is absolutely gorgeous.
Hey, I'm there. I'm not a step family, but did I hear the word spa?
Yes, you did. And their gym is huge if you like to work out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Need to work out. Yeah, I've been working out because it's more of a need than a like, but carry on. Yeah.
I know Miss Rhonda with her donuts is probably very eager to go there with the
Oh, I wish we had time for that conversation.
I know.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's on September 16th and 17th. It's a weekend where stepmoms come together. I have my team that I bring with me, about five ladies, come together. We do a pre-conference where we address very specific topics like adult stepkids. And stepkids that have to have been traumatized, those type of things. And then we do a fun Friday night cake and coffee and get to know each other. And Michelle Carson is coming and bringing some music with
her. Oh, man. And I so wanted to be a part of that, but I had a conflict on my schedule when you asked me, would have joined y'all.
Well, we will definitely make that happen in the future. But we do that every September in Dallas. That's our one staple event that we do every year, because the Dallas audience just loves us coming and doing that. Ironically, 50% of our attendees come from another city and fly in.
Awesome. Wow.
So interesting.
How long have you been doing it?
We'll come so far.
Yeah, it is. It's very interesting. How long have you been putting this on?
This will be our fourth year,
and
it's just because there's nothing else like it. You see, that's why they'll travel, because there's no other conference like it for stepmoms.
Absolutely.
So we just go really deep into the stepmom issues, and we make sure we address the kinds of things that she is dealing with, and we go right to the heart. My team and I are very transparent. We share the good, the bad, the ugly, the stuff we've done wrong, the stuff we've done right.
Right.
And spend a lot of time crying with each other, laughing with each other, and encouraging each other. And, you know, the women usually come alone. It's not like other women's events where you come in a busload.
Yeah.
They normally come alone, and they're often very shy and feeling very lonely when they first get there. But by the end of Friday night, they got a new room of sisters.
And I have a feeling that I know why people are coming from all over, and it's not only because there's no opportunities like this, and it's such a unique unique weekend, but also because good word of mouth advertisement always pays off. So 4 years running, they know what they're getting from this conference, and they're sharing it with others. So y'all go to Dallas. Now, Laura, I'm going to put all your contact information on my Facebook page and let people follow you home. But thanks for being by All Things Southern today.
Thank you. It was my pleasure. Thank you for loving Step Family.
All right. Love you, too. All right. See you later. Computer trouble. Don't you hate it? This is Shelley from All Things Southern, and when I have computer issues, I call Wintersmith Computers, your local go-to computer retailer. Let Wintersmith help you find just the right machine, and then take a deep breath and let them keep your systems up and running. Bring your problem in or take advantage of their on-site service. It's the only way this bell rolls. Wintersmith Computers, just off I-20 at the corner of Well Road and Cypress Street in West Monroe.
For over 30 years, Simmons Sporting Goods has been outfitting folks for hundreds of miles. With the biggest in-store selection and original price match guarantee, you know you're getting the best price possible. There's over 70,000 square feet filled with nearly 100 stands, thousands of firearms and bows, an acre of camo. You name it, we've got it. You can even get 12 months same as cash and lunch from our duck blind restaurant. Visit Simmons Sporting Goods in Bastrop, Louisiana, or SimmonsSportingGoods.com.
Hey, Louisiana, do you want a great deal? Talk to Jim Taylor.
He can make it real in a Chevy.
Save big money on a car or truck. Friendly service, folks you can trust. We put good people behind the wheel. Jim Taylor Chevrolet, making it real. Hey, Louisiana, do you want a great deal? Talk to Jim Taylor. He can make it real.
Rayville, Louisiana. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Hey, hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
Hello, folks, and welcome back to the All Things Southern Kitchen. Most everybody has a guacamole recipe, right? I mean, that is, if you like guacamole. Granted, I'm a Johnny-come-lately to this avocado-based delight. But the recipe I'll be sharing today is what officially hooked me. My friend Penny whipped up her guacamole on a girl's trip to Florida a couple summers ago, and I have been a fan ever since. Side note, girls, if you're listening, I don't know if it's all this cold weather or what, but I'm thinking we need to plan a do-over. Can I get a witness?
Shelly?
Yes?
We're burning daylight. How about that recipe?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Mike. I was back at the condo. Here, let me show y'all how to stir this up. We'll begin by peeling 6 avocados and removing the seeds. We'll mash the avocado flesh in a mixing bowl with the juice of 2 limes. I leave mine sort of chunky, but you can make it as smooth as you like.
I like it either way you make it. Get it? However you make it.
I got it.
You might want to season that up.
Season with 1/2 teaspoon of minced garlic and 1/2 teaspoon of cilantro. Stir in chopped tomatoes and fresh chopped jalapenos. You can adjust the jalapenos to your family's liking. We like things hot and spicy, so I use about 2 to 4, depending on their size. Now stir well, salt and pepper to taste, and transfer to a serving bowl.
Passing chips, ma'am.
Perfection. That is Penny's killer guacamole, y'all, and it's mighty good eating. From my friend Penny and the All Things Southern Kitchen to yours.
We're glad you got your voice back.
I suppose everybody is, but I don't know. I think Phil may have enjoyed a few of those days there. He may have. Hey, you knew it was Leap Day, right?
It's Leap Year, Leap Day, extra day that we put into the calendar every 4 years to account for the Earth. Let's see now. The Earth's going around the sun.
Yes.
And it goes a little, it doesn't quite make it back to the same spot in 365
days. This is fascinating. I didn't really understand the science behind there, but you are educating me, so
yeah.
Continue.
So, like, I don't know, it takes, like, 365 days.
And a little bit.
And a little bit to get back to where we started.
Okay.
Otherwise, if you didn't do that, eventually the seasons would get out of whack, which they kind of seem to be anyway a little bit, but if we didn't come back to the same spot.
That is fascinating.
Then eventually
Who decided all this?
During Caesar times.
Caesar came up with it?
Yeah, during those Roman times. They came up with all that stuff.
This is interesting. Are y'all educated as well? What I find interesting about leap year is that, like, babies that are born on that day, they actually don't get to celebrate a birthday Or what do they do? Do they celebrate it on the 28th?
Well, here's how it
because,
works.
Like, they'll be, like, really only 14, and they'll be 51.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I'm just saying they got to be confused.
Well, if you were born today, for instance, like, for instance, here's some people who were born today. Anthony Robbins.
Okay.
Whoever that is.
He's that guy that is motivates people to work out. You know, the big, not to work out, to do better, right? And he just like a motivational speaker. I don't know. Carry on.
Antonio Sabato Jr.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Okay.
And rapper Ja Rule.
Oh, which I know him. Sure. I sure.
I don't have no idea who that.
Me and rapper Ja Rule, we're always
hanging.
Anyway,
those are some birth. You know who you are. But
yeah.
The way it works is your birth date is legally considered February 28th if you were born before noon.
Oh.
Before noon on the 29th. And it's legally considered March 1st if you were born afternoon.
Okay, that's way too much to think about. Like that's way too hard to celebrate your birthday. But mm-hmm. I say they should just celebrate a full month like I do. I try to get people to celebrate my birthday just a full month because April 30th is coming up, and that's my birthday. And I would like for everybody to start celebrating it April 1st.
Okay.
Can we do that?
Sure.
Can we pass some legislation?
You sure you want to do April Fool's
Day?
Yeah,
I'm big enough to do that. I can handle it.
You are?
I can handle April Fool's Day.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
So, yeah.
By the way, in our continuing ATS live coverage, the final tally in Florida's 2016 python hunt.
Oh, we do need a final tally.
Hunters caught or killed 106 giant Burmese pythons in South Florida over the past month.
Amazing.
Officials say the largest one was over 15 feet long.
Wow. So that would probably give swamp people nightmares.
It definitely would. Troy and...
they'd be like, shoot him! Shoot him!
Shoot him again!
Shoot him another time!
Back up 50 yards and shoot him again!
Shoot him again! Yeah.
Mm, goodness. So,
how do you do that? How do you get those snakes?
I don't know how you lure a 15-foot snake out of the swamp, especially if your brother-in-law refuses to put on that Chuck E. Cheese costume.
Yeah, that never works well. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, so did you see, we briefly went into politics a while ago, and I really don't want to go back there long, other than to say that there are a host of people that are still coming out saying that they're going to lead the country if Trump wins the nomination, or if any Republican wins.
Oh, who was that made the big news? Raven Simone?
Yeah, you know who she is?
I had no idea who it was. Why would I care if she left?
Well, she was adorable when she was on Cosby.
Okay.
Back when Cosby was funny daddy, you know,
not
sugar daddy, he's funny daddy.
Back when we didn't know what was going on
with
after
Cosby.
The show.
Yeah. Anyway, she was that cute, cute, cute little bitty kid. And then she grew up and I'm sure she's still extremely cute.
Oh, I'm sure she is.
I don't know what she does, but she's on The View, I think. But she said that she was going to move. Okay. And I know that there were all kind of people on Twitter, like, chipping in for the tickets. They were like, well.
If he just gets the nomination.
If he gets,
he doesn't have to get elected.
That's going
to
be enough for her right there. I don't know.
You think we ought to say something or just chip in on the tickets?
We could join the people on Twitter because I'm telling you, they were just like anteing up left and right. So, I don't know. Possibly she has some other views that they had already heard that they weren't pleased with.
I'm just
glad that Candace Cameron. She's on The View now, and I adore her. I adore her. Oh, Mike, that reminds me of something I've got to tell you.
What?
Super got to tell you. I have not announced this. I do not believe, or have I announced, that I am now representing Compassion International? Have I told you this?
Yeah, we covered that a couple of weeks
we
ago.
We did?
We didn't mention it last week because you were barely talking.
Well, I know what, I was barely talking last week. I know what I have not told you because this past Thursday was my first opportunity to present Compassion International.
Okay, so I
probably had told you when I signed with them, but I was super excited about
Snyder,
that.
Mary Snyder is in there.
Yeah, Mary Snyder is the speaker relations person that signed me up. But anyway, all that to say, last Thursday night was the first time I presented them, and I had four little darlings, that's what I call them, my little darlings, these people that need represented. I had four sponsors sign up last Thursday night after I spoke, and I was so excited about that. So, y'all, you can find out more about Compassion International at their website. I'll have stuff up on mine soon. But what you need to know is that they have been releasing children from poverty for over 60 years in the name of Jesus Christ, and I am thrilled to be working with them.
Awesome.
So, Mike, when you were growing up, did you ever hear anybody say, Something like strut on over here and you'll be limping back.
I do remember something similar to that back in Mississippi. We had our own version.
Yeah, strut over here and you'll be limping back. Yeah, well, I was probably in junior high the first time I heard that, but no one had to. Did anyone have to translate it for you?
I got the message.
I knew immediately.
I figured it out. Yeah,
you know, you knew immediately. That was throwdown words.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I would give credit where credit's due on that line, but I never was able to trace the source. I tried. On the other hand, it does bring to mind a certain Bible story, and I know where this is found. It's in the 32nd chapter of Genesis.
Okay.
And it's the story of a long ago night when a patriarch of the faith named Jacob wrestled with an angel of God, a man later revealed to be God himself. At the conclusion of their wrestling, just as dawn was breaking, God gave Jacob his blessing.
Okay.
And then the word says that God touched Jacob's hip in such a way that left the biblical figure with a distinctive limp. This is a reminder for Jacob of what had transpired.
Right.
Well, that narrative is dearer to me today, y'all, than it has ever been before, because yours truly walks with my own God-given limp, and I don't want it to heal. See, God knew from the moment of my salvation that I would need continual cleansing and continual enabling by his precious spirit to walk with him. Sadly, it took me a lot longer to figure that out. I set off in full confidence to do this Christian thing with the insurance of my conversion in my hip pocket. Only my life didn't look anything like the overcoming abundant experience I saw in his book. I didn't have to wrestle as long as I did to learn the surpassing blessing of bending my will to God's, but I am forever grateful that he taught me that lesson. And today I walk with a God-given limp, fully convinced that I cannot live for Jesus without living with Jesus. A forever limp is a wonderful thing, y'all. I hope you have one of your own.
Very well spoken. Hallelujah. Amen, sister.
All right. So we'll be right back here next week. What is it we like to say, Mike?
If the good Lord's willing and the creek don't rise, and you got to hug everybody.
Yeah. I like the way you added that. Yes, this is Shelley with Hugs for All.